You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and the festival season is around the corner with Irish festivals and Celtic festivals happening coast to coast, and we're heading back up to Goderich in August this year. I'm looking forward to that visit, and I have Cheryl Pascoe here with me. Cheryl is the Artistic Director of the Goderich Festival and always brings to stage a fantastic lineup, but not just to stage, but also brings to the college an excellent collection of teachers of all things traditional. Cheryl, great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me back on the show. I love it. Love chatting with you.
Busy lineup ahead. Things are coming together.
Very much so, actually. We're very excited about this year's lineup. You know, we have Karen Casey for the first time, so that's really exciting for us. Her husband will be joining her, as will Niamh Dunn. So we're super excited about that.
Fantastic. And yeah, I've seen Karen and Niamh perform, wonderful musicians. And let's talk a little about the school first.
Sure.
Because, you know, this is one of the things that has really impressed me about Goderich is the number of people that turn up and take the time to say, I want to learn. And like, you must cover every instrument and every everything that, from singing to dancing to playing.
Absolutely, to craft art as well. So if you don't play an instrument, you don't sing, you want to come take a craft art class, you can do so. But yes, all the musicians who play the festival come in a week ahead and teach. We even have Archie Fisher coming in and doing a class. So that's very special for us. But yes, we have everything from fiddle to baron to banjo, mandolin, harp, and many, many harmony classes.
And I know I expressed it to you, one of the things that blew me away last year was the harp, and when I saw all the kids sitting around in a room and they were learning, and while they might have been playing Twinkle Twinkle, it was so wonderful to see these 8, 9, 10-year-olds sitting at small harps playing Twinkle Twinkle in tune.
Absolutely. They take it very seriously, by the way. They do. Our kids camp is from ages 4 to 12. Although, I must be honest, our 4-year-old to 6-year-old classes are already sold out.
That's a good complaint. When you mentioned sold out, how are the registrations coming along for the classes and for the festival?
Yeah, very good. The classes are ramping up. We're about almost pretty much where we were last year at the beginning of the college. So we're doing very well. There's plenty of room still left to be had in most of the classes, and festival tickets are selling, you know, wonderfully. So we're super excited about that. But you can still get your tickets at a discounted rate if you go to CelticFestival.ca right now.
I know last year was a big year. It was an anniversary year, wasn't it? So you're
Well, actually, it wasn't necessarily a big anniversary year, but it was a big year because we had Lorena McKinnon.
And, indeed it was, and I've had the opportunity since the chat doing an interview with Lorena.
Good.
It was good. Very exciting. She was an excellent performer. So I know it's hard to top when you have someone like Lorena as your headliner. It's very hard to top that.
Well, you know what's wonderful about what happened last year is, of course, it was magical. Like I said, you could hear a pin drop in the grass while she was performing. But what was magical about last year is because she was there, we had, of course, many people who came to Goderich for the first time who have already bought tickets for this year, and that's a very special thing.
So you mentioned Karen and Niamh. Who else have you lined up so far?
So we've got... let's see, we've got, local, Ontario's own Alison Lupton Band, which includes Shane Cook, of course. So Tony McManus and just, you know, the whole gang. She's a fantastic performer and very well loved here at Goderich, as is Benoit Bourque from Montreal, Quebec, who's coming back. We love having him. Heron Valley, which was, they premiered last year. They're from Scotland, and they'll be back again this year because they were a fan favorite. A new group for us and a new group for North America is Fiarach. I don't know if you've heard of them, partly from Ireland, partly from the United States, and partly from Mexico. They are a fantastic sound. They're a new band, fantastic sound. Jane and Kyle, also young artists from Canada, and coming back, making their return, is Ojizo from Japan, and you won't want to miss that.
And do I see you've got Rory Makeham lined up?
Oh, we do. It's the first time for him to come. It's been a dream of mine to have him. He's a sweet, sweetheart, and I'm super excited to have him come here for the first time. He'll be teaching with Archie Fisher as well as doing a few classes on his own and, of course, appearing at the festival.
And Cara Wildman is on the list, I see.
She is. She'll be teaching Vauron, and then we'll keep her busy during the festival. And Windborne is back. Have you seen
this? Yes.
Can't go wrong with Windborne. I mean, that is four-part harmony like I've never heard it in my life.
And Cheryl, do you get to go on stage yourself this year?
I do. I've snuck the band back in. I think we're going to call them the house band. But Runa will be appearing this year officially, and the gang will be teaching. Shannon will be teaching some of the kids' classes, and Fanon will be teaching Gaelic. That's a first for him at the college. He'll be teaching an Irish class. So if you want to come and learn the language, you might as well learn it from a native speaker.
A better my orum on rang shin a yenab.
Exactly. I hope you said something nice.
I did. I said, you know, maybe I'll have to go and try and make that class.
Aha! Uh-huh. There you go.
So then the logistics, and I know it's always a challenge, and not your logistics, but yours are a challenge, but even just accommodation can often be a challenge. I know we weren't able to get as close to the festival grounds as we did last year, so we're a little bit farther away this year. But Godrej itself is a wonderful place to spend some time.
It is. There's no doubt, though, that the hotel or lack of hotel space is a big challenge for us. We house all the musicians in local homes, and of course I'm even still looking for a few of those. And just people attending from out of town, it is a challenge to find hotel space, and prices seem to be going up, which is difficult. There's no doubt about it. It's difficult, but there are Airbnbs to be had still, I believe. And if you get in touch with the tourism office, sometimes they have access to some places that just aren't up on the web, you know. So do give the tourism office a call if you're looking for a place to stay. And, or give our office a call, because sometimes we have, you know, last-minute cancellation.
The other thing, Cheryl, is all these festivals are very heavily dependent on volunteers. And
yes.
If anybody is interested in volunteering, do you have requirements that you're trying to fill?
We do. As I said, we're looking for people who would like to house a musician, that's the first and foremost biggest challenge. But we're definitely always looking for people on the ground, even the week leading up, even during the college. We need some volunteers over at the school to help us out at the kids' camp, just sort of monitoring the halls and things like that. So it can be as easy as that. And for that, you get a T-shirt and entry into the festival. And, of course, on the grounds, we're always looking for some people, whether it's selling T-shirts or, again, working at the kids area. Definitely always looking for some extra bodies.
And the website, does it have a tab where someone can put in their name, let you know that they're anxious to volunteer?
Absolutely. If they go over to more info, and then there's an extra tab for volunteer, and they can fill out a form.
Fantastic. Cheryl, I'm looking forward to being back up there. It's always a wonderful week in every way.
Well, we always appreciate your support. Love seeing your smiling face there. So appreciate it, as always.
Cheryl, thanks a million for taking the time.
You bet. Thanks again. See you in August.